bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
Lu de xiao shi.
Tirgunza Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Edilberto Mendez Mora. Beginning in 1992, Edilberto came to us as a contributor and volunteer at Lutheran Hour Ministries' Christ for All Nations office. He became a member of our staff in 1997 and has served as director since 2004. Lutheran Hour Ministries has been working in Panama since 1985. In 1996, it was recognized by the Panamanian state as a religious entity, nonprofit, serving society and whose primary purpose is the proclamation of the Word of God to unbelievers. A text for our devotion from the fifth chapter of Isaiah. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it, and he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. Readers of Scripture know there are many passages and parables which center on vineyards, farmers, and fruits. One such familiar passage is the one above, the one taken from Isaiah. I say it is familiar because our Lord Jesus Christ knew this passage from Isaiah and made reference to it in his teaching. Because of that, the passage from Isaiah 5:1-7, short, simple, and easy to remember, undoubtedly can hold deep meaning for our present and future life in the Savior. When you read the verses, you can sense the frustration of the man who has done everything necessary. By any standard, everything necessary should have been enough to get the job done. In this case, the job would be a vineyard producing a bumper crop of sweet grapes. How sad he must have been, in spite of all he had done, to receive a harvest of tart wild fruit. Beloved, if we can feel sadness for the poor results we see in our jobs, families, and lives, how much more intense must be our Father's disappointment when he sees people refusing to produce fruits of thanksgiving to his Son and service to their fellow brothers and sisters? In contrast, remember how much happiness and joy there ought be when we see the results of the work of the Lord in the lives of those who had not known him? Indeed, our attitude on earth ought to join with the joy in heaven. Remember what the Gospel of Luke says. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Brethren, the Lord has done everything we could ever have hoped for and even more. He gave us a fertile hillside, fenced it, protected it, removed the stones, built it, and he hopes that you and I will produce delicious grapes without any sour fruit. Truly, we are designed to be the Lord's plants, vines, and delicious fruits. We produce good fruit when, as people of faith, we do the Father's will. That's what Peter learned in John 21 when Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" To the Savior's question, Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Having heard Peter's confession, the Lord directed him, "Feed my lambs." My friend, in that passage, we can easily substitute our names for those of Peter. If we do, we will hear how the Lord speaks directly to us and asks us to do the same, which is why I encourage, do it now. We pray. May our Father God, his beloved Son, and his Holy Spirit continue to encourage us in the daily work of his mission of reaching out to the lost. In Jesus' blessed name we all say, Amen.